I'm Gary Colley, evangelist of the Church of Christ, and it's such a pleasure for me day by day to be able to greet you in this manner and by means of this radio broadcast. We're interested in your soul. We want you to learn the truth even as we have learned it and walk in those teachings which the Lord has given through His Word. Our question for this week has been, I find it interesting that churches of Christ do not claim to be denominations. Would you please explain? Well, we can think of nothing that means more to us than the opportunity to explain anything that we teach or anything that we stand for. We've been talking throughout the week about the fact that churches of Christ simply are those who go back to the New Testament, leaving all creeds and doctrines and dogmas of men, and teaching only that which the Lord has taught. I remind you that Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20, the Great Commission given by our Lord following His resurrection says, "All authority hath been given unto me in heaven and upon earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have taught you. And lo, I'll be with you always, even unto the end of the world." Now, my friends, those teachings we must follow, or else we will be a denomination. If we, for instance, wear a denominational name, or if we do not wear the name Christian, but wear some other name, then certainly this would point us out as one who was not of the Lord's church. Are these churches of Christ that we've been reading about in the New Testament, are they a denomination? Or to be more explicit, is the person who belongs to one of these congregations a member of any denomination? We discussed yesterday how that a person can be just a Christian. And in spite of division and confusion in the religious world today, there is an undenominational position which the earnest seeker of truth may find and occupy. To find out the details of how you may become and remain just a Christian, like Paul and Timothy and Barnabas, you need only to open your New Testament, my friends, and read for yourself. Begin with the book of Acts, for instance. You know, the book of Acts simply means some of the actions of some of the apostles which are recorded by inspiration. And in this outstanding New Testament book, you'll find recorded cases of conversion and how they all followed the same pattern of obedience to obtain a saved relationship with God. Isn't that simple? And yet, my friends, it is profound. You will note that they all followed the same pattern in order to be saved. What was that pattern? Well, they believed in Jesus Christ, Acts 16:31. They repented of their sins, Acts 2:38. They confessed Jesus as the Son of God, Acts 8:37 and Romans 10:10. And they were all baptized for the remission of sins and were added to the Lord's church, Acts 2:38, 41, and 47. Now, when they obeyed these simple but necessary commands, they became just Christians, and they wore that name Christian. It was blasphemed by their enemies. And yet, Peter says in 1 Peter 4:16, "Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this name." Now, my friends, there are those who want to put their denominational names with the name Christian, and they put a little hyphen in there. They say, "I am this kind of a Christian." But no, in the New Testament, they were simply Christians. And you can be just a Christian today. Would you obey the Lord, His authority? Would you be just like they were in the first century? Then, my friends, if you would, you will be a member of no denominational body whatsoever, but simply a member of the New Testament church, the Church of Christ. It's been such a pleasure to be with you and to study these thoughts with you.